Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
God is love, not just a feeling. Love is not a feeling. Say that out loud. Love is not a feeling. Now, love will affect your feelings, but love is not a feeling. God is love. You wouldn't want to just relegate to Him to being a feeling. Love is a command. Well, a command is not a feeling. Did He command us to love one another as He loved us? That's a command. Did He say anything about how you felt in those verses, about if you feel like it? No. See, here's the thing. You can love somebody when you feel terrible about them. When you feel like avoiding them, when you just don't want to see them, you don't want to hear them. That's when you'd be walking in love the most. Amen. When as an act of your will, you're going to do something that's love for them, towards them, instead of how you feel. You feel like hurting them. But we're not going to do that. Is that? Come on, help me out. We're not going to do that. Because, see, your body didn't get saved. It was the inner man. So your body will still do anything that Joe Sinner will do if you let it. No, love is not a feeling. Love is a person. Love is a command. And so He said, love your enemies and do good. Lend, hoping for nothing again, that your reward, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the Highest, for He is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. Say that out loud. Kind.
Kind.
To who?
To the,
to people who don't even appreciate you being kind to them. And one thing that'll help you with that, you're not just doing it for them. You're doing it for Him, because He told you to, whether they appreciate it or not. You're doing what He told you to do. Kind. Kind. Everybody say kind.
Kind.
Kind. He is kind to the unthankful and kind to the evil. Isn't that something? Young's literal says, your reward will be great and you shall be the sons of the Highest, because He is kind to the ungracious and evil. Kind. Just this one word change the way you interact with people, if we embrace it and yield to it. What is kindness? What's the opposite of being kind? Yeah, somebody said mean. Yeah? What's mean? What's mean? What? Kind or harsh? Harsh is a good antonym. Harsh. Remember, He said tender-hearted, also in talking about being kind in Ephesians 4. Tender-hearted instead of hard-hearted. Kind and gentle instead of hard and harsh and sharp. Now, we live in a world, ungodly world, that thinks being strong means being hard and sharp. But it's not true. It takes less strength to be like that. It takes a lot more strength when you feel like being harsh to get a hold of yourself and be kind instead. You get mad, you get upset, you get rubbed the wrong way, and The enemy will come and push you at times like that. Push you to raise your voice, yell, scream, berate, you know. And it takes a lot more strength to get a hold of yourself and realize at times, I don't need to talk about this right now. You can catch yourself in mid-sentence. You can say, I want you to know one thing. I got to go pray. And I'll come back, see you later. Or, you know, let me tell you, God loves you. And I do too, and I'll see you later. Love is not a feeling. And this is one of the greatest revelations you can learn. Love is a person. Love is a command. It's not a feeling. It's a choice to keep the command. It's a choice to act on, to be kind. Oh, somebody say kind.
Kind.
The Bible said the love of God, the God kind of love, is kind. 1 Corinthians 13:4 said, love is long-suffering, it's kind, it does not envy, love doesn't vaunt itself, is not puffed up. Love is kind. It's kind. You know, it's not uncommon for people to take something in the Scriptures that really is the exception and try to make it the norm. And you'll see people take statements like when Jesus went into the temple and drove out the money changers. Or he said to somebody, you hypocrites, and spoke strong to them. Sometimes people will seize on that and they try to do that all the time and say they're acting like Jesus. That was the exception. That was the exception. If Jesus raises His voice to you, it's because you're about to go off a cliff, darling. Come on, are y'all with me? But little kids loved Jesus.
Yeah.
And wanted to be around Him all the time. In fact, they would flock Him, and the disciples were trying to tell the people, no, get all these kids out of here. And He said, no, leave them alone. Let them come. Little kids don't want to be around grumpy, mean people. Right? The Bible said He was anointed with the oil of joy and gladness above all His brethren. Jesus said, learn of Me. I'm meek and lowly of heart. He said, you'll find rest to your souls. Jesus is love manifested in the flesh. Hallelujah. He is kind. Now, yeah, He can get upset about something. Yeah, He could raise His voice. That's the exception, though. Do you understand that? That's not day in, day out. That's because you hadn't listened for the last 30 times. Right? And you're about to really, really mess up here. And you see, the people that He was stronger with were people that were acting hypocritically. They weren't even trying to. They were judging others and not even trying to do right. But even with them, He's kind. You watch it, the moment anybody gets serious with Him and will repent, love flows. Forgiveness flows. Kindness flows. Is that your hero?
Yes.
You want to be just like the Master?
Yes.
When you grow up. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, He's kind. He's kind. And now listen, it's easy to make excuses and to say, well, you know, I'm having a rough day. I'm going through a lot. I don't feel good. That's not okay. How's that excuse you being mean? Now, I understand we've all got feelings, but what it is, it's a convenient excuse for yielding to something that you shouldn't be yielding to. Right? I know why. Now, it's no fun to hurt. I used to work in healing school at Brother Hagin's ministry, and I saw a lot of bad situations physically. But I've seen it both ways. I've seen people that had hardly anything wrong with them get just as mean as could be and just use it as an excuse. Demanding, sharp, hard, harsh. I've seen other people who were just terrible shape and still kind. Still kind. You knew they were in bad shape and yet still be kind. So you know it's possible. Right? You know it's a choice. Do you want to be like Jesus, saints?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Jesus is kind. Amen. He's kind.
Amen.
Oh, somebody say kind.
Kind.
Kind. Go to Romans, the second chapter. Romans 2, please. Man, there is so much here. Romans chapter 2. You see a big reason why the enemy fights this so hard. Romans 2, verse 4, he said, do you despise the riches of his goodness? Now, that word could also be translated kindness. And this is an interesting thing. If you want to do a word study on it, it's interesting. The word kind and the word good have overlapping meanings and applications. A lot of times it could just as easily be translated kind as it could be good. Kind is good. He said, do you despise the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering? Not knowing that the goodness, or again, a lot of translations right there will say kindness. The goodness and kindness of God leads you to repentance. In the Proverbs, it says the sweetness of the lips increases learning. The sweetness of the lips increases learning. Why would that be? It's just a fact that packaging matters. The delivery of something matters. Presentation matters. If you don't believe so, look around in marketing. Billions are spent on it all the time. A lot of times people will buy a nothing piece of junk if it's in a nice box. Or if there's a great commercial that goes with it. Well, we have the word of life. We have the word of truth. But how we deliver it is a very big deal.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.